Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Joining us on the line is Alex Castellanos talking about everything politics. And Alex can't talk about politics today without talking about Trump and Elizabeth Warren. What do you make of the past 24 hours? We just seen the Trump tweets over the last few minutes and Elizabeth Warren's, what would you call it, a campaign ad regarding her DNA test results? It certainly seemed like that.
It seems like that. Well, this is what Trump does best, you know, label people, brand them, low energy, Jeb, lying Ted Cruz, and now it's Pocahontas. And I don't think this was a very good political move by Elizabeth Warren. One is she's announced her campaign for president right in the middle of the Democratic effort to gain control of the House, stepping on that. Two, she's done it in a defensive way, saying, I'm really not lying to you about my heritage. In other words, the old Nixon, I'm not a crook strategy. And the evidence isn't that compelling. So she's 1/1024 parts Indian. Maybe all Donald Trump has to do is give her 1/1000 of $1 million.
Hey, good point. I mean, even the Native Americans are denying her, right? So, I mean, this is a win for Trump when it's all said and done.
I think you're playing in his arena. When you're playing I am not Pocahontas, he's already won.
What do you make of this strategy, I guess, by Elizabeth Warren? I mean, she's kind of one of these polarizing figures to start with, and then to draw more attention to this, one of the things that's gotten her the most criticism.
And she must feel this is a huge debility for her to make it such a big deal at the beginning of her campaign for president. So even Democratic strategists like David Axelrod are saying, boy, maybe this wasn't the smartest thing to do at the beginning of a presidential campaign. But that's Donald Trump. He gets in your head. And he's certainly gotten in Elizabeth Warren's head. And it's almost as if he is running her campaign and she's responding to him.
Wow. And then there's the Stormy Daniels matter, too. That's another win for Trump, right? Getting that defamation suit tossed out?
He's getting it tossed out. And, you know, for Trump, it's a win. But, frankly, he doesn't care much whether it's good press or bad press, as long as it's about Trump. The only thing he seems to care about more than being president is being at the center of our attention every single waking moment, and he certainly mastered that.
You know, we get so many look-aheads now being 3 weeks out to the midterm elections. How much do you pay attention to a lot of these numbers and, previews of what might be to come on Election Day 3 weeks out?
The numbers are starting to count now. They're starting to get real, and we're seeing two important things. One is this is the biggest gender gap in history. By a margin of about 24 points, women are saying they want to vote more Democrat than men do. It's almost as if Andrew Dice Clay were running for president. Women are up in arms. But the big news in the new ABC survey is that the Democratic intensity is concentrated in urban areas where Democrats are already winning. So they're just running up the score where they're already ahead. When you look at the key swing districts, the 66 seats we look at that lean slightly one way or the other, there people tell you, oh, I'd like to vote Democrat 46%, vote Republican 47%. It's a jump ball. Wow. That means Republicans have a slim but real chance of hanging on to the House.
Wow. And we're looking at a very tight congressional race here, which is in within 3 points as of this morning. What is this last stretch of 3 weeks going to be like for voters?
Oh, it's going to be wallpaper. It's going to be so noisy and negative, and he said, she said, that it's going to change very little. A lot of this is already locked in. One of the big things that changed this election was Kavanaugh. In Donald Trump's America, when a lot of Republicans looked at Washington, they weren't very excited about voting for Republicans because they're so swampy, part of the same. They hadn't stood up to change anything until Kavanaugh. And when they saw this big circus destroying two good people, Ford and Kavanaugh, and the first time they saw Republicans stand up against the Washington circus, wow, that has energized Republicans. That has tightened this campaign, and I think a lot of it is already locked in. Stay tuned for a close, close election.
Yeah, will that energy last 3 weeks, though?
Well, right now, Donald Trump seems to have a way of keeping everyone riveted and focused on him, on politics. So it may fade a little for Republicans, where I don't think the Democratic intensity will fade. So I think Democrats have a slight edge. But yes, Republicans are now charged up for the first time.
All right, that's Alex Castellanos joining us live from Washington this morning.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.